Okay, gentlemen, our next item of business is subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCully. Mr. Burton, you...
Well, the reason I asked for it to be removed for discussion is it is the fourth time extension, and from my reading is that it has all the approvals but DelDOT, and DelDOT has said this is what we wanted to do to get approval. And they are, I guess, negotiating with DelDOT, and I think a one-year negotiation term is a little long. I would recommend maybe 90 days.
Well, my question would be, isn't the test, the measure, as to whether or not they're substantially underway?
Well, because that's what they have preliminary.
They have preliminary approval. I have all agency approvals except for DelDOT. We have a copy of a letter that DelDOT's wanting them to pave Shockley Road, which is the road that the entrance fronts on.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the major subdivision, the applicant stripped numerous lots off along Shockley Road.
Right.
Two other roads.
DelDOT, one of their requirements for them granting the entrance approval is they're going to repave Shockley Road.
Okay.
The applicant feels that's too stringent. They're trying to have negotiations with them so they don't have to, but I don't see DelDOT wavering when it's basically his subdivision that's impacted those three roads.
The substantial completion, and we get back to that, only comes after final's granted. So that's not an issue. They've got to get final within that time period or the extensions. Then once they have final, they have the five-year sunset period, and that's satisfied. Yeah, if they're substantially underway. So at this point, they don't have final, and we're in that period between preliminary and final when they've got to get it either within the initial approval period or any extensions of it.
And have we been, I was thinking we were typically two extensions and that's it, but
apparently we've done three for this. Mr. Burton and I were talking for the last couple months now. On the third extension, the commission has been stipulating that this is the last time extension that's going to be granted by the commission.
Right.
This one had their third, but we didn't make that wasn't made a condition the last time. And I think there's been two others that have gotten a fourth extension.
Okay. All right. All right, then.
I can agree with you, Mr. Burton, as far as,
I just don't feel
legal basis is fine for going for a fourth one. That's all I was trying to make sure was that we in fact could do that.
Can we do it for 90 days?
Sure. I think you can make it for any length of time.
I think that's true. Yeah.
So, and I would agree with you. I think another year would be excessive. I mean, they've had this much time to get it figured out, so.
We also received, or Mr. Lyant received an email from an adjoining owner that basically states that the applicants had 4 years to get the project done and just wanted to be on record that they are opposed to an extension. And that was from an adjoining owner.
One of the lots that he sold on the route.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Duly noted. I appreciate their concern.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCully, would be for a 90-day time extension, and at the end of that, it would be void.
Okay. Void or?
No more extensions.
No more extensions. Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a 90-day time extension for subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCully, with the stipulation that this is the final time extension that will be granted on this application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.